Hello guys, welcome back to another episode of Musings of a Tired Nigerian Girl. Let's get into it. You guys, this morning I feel triggered. And nothing is triggering me more than Muslim society on Instagram. Let me not say Muslim society because there's no such society. It's just a group of halal police, self-acclaimed halal police people on social media. I feel like this life, man, is very hypocritical. Oh my God. I don't even know how to navigate it. It's so hypocritical. So my sister sent me this podcast called The Cousins Connection or something like that on Instagram. I don't listen to them before, so I was like, sure, let me listen and see what's about. And the topic of conversation in that particular episode was part of the conversation, because I only saw a little bit of a clip on Instagram, was about Ramadan and non-Muslims observing or trying to fast Ramadan and views and whatnot. A lot of things were said on that episode. It's not a surface level episode. It's not a surface level podcast episode where it's just bands. It's actually a lot of things, important things were said. Tell me why. Just tell me why in the comment section. The thing that some people are focused on is, oh my God, sister, you're not supposed to wear makeup. It's prohibited, this and that. This is not the first time I'll see comments like that under a sister's page or a podcast or whatever. And people want to focus on the makeup. People want to focus on the other things and whatnot. I hope you guys know you don't have to listen or watch something that you don't have to. Nobody is putting a knife to your neck and saying you should watch this or that. You can filter. And if you find that you have to take it upon yourself to correct somebody, you can correct them in the DM. However they choose to take it is their business. If they choose to take it, it's their business. But you can choose to correct them in the DM, not on the page, in the comment section. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of take home from that conversation that is more than her makeup and whatnot. I didn't even notice the makeup. I had to go back. When I saw the comment, because I entered the comment section, I had to go back and watch and so she had makeup on. Because I was actually listening more than I was watching. And I don't know why a lot of times under sisters' pages, the most comments is about, oh, you're not supposed to wear this, you're not supposed to do makeup. Okay, thank you. But did you listen to what the podcast was saying? Did you actually pay attention to what it's saying? Do you actually pay attention to what, if you're attacking what was said? I get. Obviously, you can have opinions. People like to say in comment section, I'm entitled to my opinion, quote unquote. Sure, why not? You're entitled to your opinion. But there are some things that are just so unsolicited. And if you have to give an opinion, can we be doing it with sense and manners? Because I find it really, nothing irritates, nothing gives me the ache than that in comment sections. I thought if you take your time to actually put somebody down off of, I don't even know. At this point, I'm thinking maybe it's spam people, not even actual Instagram pages. Maybe it's all this fake accounts or stuff, because it doesn't make sense really. And to the question that was asked, I personally have opinions. I don't have a problem. Honestly, I feel like not recently I've really been living in a bubble of not caring. I find it hard to care about what somebody chooses to do. I don't know if it's a good thing. I don't know if it's a bad thing. But I really find it hard to care. You have an opinion. I have a little bit of an input, but I don't know, DJ. I feel like if you want to fast, why not go for it? I guess religiously speaking, the intention behind why you're fasting matters. If you're trying to fast because, I want to experience this thing. I've seen a lot of Muslims. I know a lot of Muslims that fast, and I want to experience it. If you're doing it for the purpose of learning. In the podcast episode I was watching, she said something about if you're doing it to have a feel of Islam and ultimately changing religion. I get where she's coming from, but personally, I don't agree with that. Because sometimes somebody is just curious, not necessarily that they have an end goal. But as far as you're respectful of it, you're respectful of people's religion, people's cultures, I don't really have a problem. At the end of the day, it's your fast, not my fast. And you know why you're doing it. Are you doing it for attention? Are you doing it to be able to have content and doing like, oh, YouTube, so today I tried. Like, is that the reason why you're doing it? Or are you doing it because you're curious? At the end of the day, honestly, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's between you and God and your conscience. So that's my opinion. But I don't have a problem with it. If a non-Muslim came up to me and is like, oh, I want to see if I can fast. I know that Christians fast. So, but generally, not like ours, Muslims. But if a non-Muslim generally come to me and like, oh, so I'd like to participate in Ramadan, or I'd like to try to fast some days with you and whatnot, I'm not going to tell them not to do that. Why not? Why am I going to tell them not to do that? Go for it. Let's see. I find it really interesting. Not even. No cap. Like, I find it interesting. Like, amusing. So yeah, go for it, why not? I feel like on the topic of appropriation, recently I watched a video on Insta, and it was a guy in a costume, more synonymous with Spain, and he wasn't, I think he was just a white guy, and he was asking like people on the road, and everybody has something to say. Young people, noticeably young people, like millennials, X, Gen Z, were talking about it being offensive because it's not your culture and you shouldn't be wearing it if you don't understand XYZ, XYZ. It made me think about like the whole concept of appropriation, and if we are overthinking it, if we're overdoing it, and you know, it just made me think about that whole concept. I feel like appropriation or appreciation gets tied down by intention. I say that because simply wearing a garment doesn't mean it's where to find to for it to be offensive. Do you get it? It's where for it to be offensive just because I wear this. But the line gets drawn if you're wearing for, because of your intention, I feel like, and what reason you're wearing it for. You see, there was one time like this when I was in the UK. I was wearing a print. It was like a shalwar kameez, but it was a print belonging to, I don't know if I can say belonging, but most Pakistani shalwar kameez I see carry that print, that particular fabric print. Shalwar kameez itself, like the name implies, shalwar kameez, according to Google, is believed to have originated from the costume of the Mughals, who were the Muslim rulers of India. Generally, originally, it's from Punjab region, and Indian women and then Pakistani women also wear it, and like that. But the thing is, let's not call it shalwar kameez. That particular garment is being worn also in Nigeria. I guess it's a borrowed costume. Like, all things are borrowed from each other, just like henna and all these other like traditions that are borrowed, especially into the Hausa culture. Now, when I go to Islamia, like if you grew up in the north, that's what you wear on your trouser, and then you wear the hijab on top. That's the uniform to go to Islamia and whatnot. So the concept of shalwar kameez itself is something that I grew up wearing. However, the problem is that particular print. Now, I went with my friend at the time, Mahmuda. She's from Bangladesh, so she's Bengali. So we went to this store, and I can't remember if it was exactly like what kind of store it was, but we got different stuff, and I happened to get the shalwar kameez because I wanted to wear something with trousers. I like to wear long blouse or long tops when I wear trousers, so I didn't think much of it. She was very happy for me to get it. She encouraged me to get it. She was like, oh, Hikma, you have to get this. Like, this will look so good on you. The color is so flattering, you know? So I got it, and I didn't think much of it. Fast forward to me never... Let me tell you, this particular... I didn't wear it as often as I thought I would, considering how comfortable it was in, like, to wear. It was cutting. It was very soft on my body, and it served its purpose. I didn't wear it as much. So fast forward to later, the first day I wore it,
And I wore it just like, oh my god, it's like, you know, and I'm going to class, and it's like I said, I wore it for practicality. It's decent, it's modest. I wear it when I wear jeans, and it was very comfortable. It has long hands, which I'm sorry, but like, if you're a Muslimah in the UK, one of the things I suffered with, I struggled with when I was doing my university, is finding a decent enough garment that wasn't an abaya. Not every day abaya, not every day, like, I don't know, but to find a perfect dress or like a shirt that was long enough and stuff. Sometimes you don't see those clothes unless during like maybe the winter or something, but I digress. These tears, oh my days, these tears. And I felt so self-conscious that I had to wear a jacket on top. And it was mixed tears. There was tear of like, okay, so why are you wearing my cultural garment? Like, and then there was tears of, oh, okay, you look good. I had people tell me I look good, but at the same time, I saw like very not appreciative stares. So how then do we separate the idea of like appreciation versus appropriation? I didn't get it to appropriate. I'm not trying to be Indian or generally Asian. I'm not trying to be Bengali. I'm not trying to be Pakistani. When I got the clothes, I just got the clothes because I really liked it. It was very practical. The colors were vibrant, and this is a particular type of clothes I usually wear in Nigeria. But the way I was looked at was very, I wore it like one more time, and I didn't wear it again until I came back to Nigeria, and I wore it several times here, and it wasn't a problem. Now, appropriation, I said, for me, it comes down to intention. Now, let's say somebody was to wear a garment, a costume from my country, and wear it for the purpose of making a video to to be important or content, or I don't know, I'll find that a bit like costumey, like a bit, and I think I'll find that offensive as well. Now, it's not appropriation and appreciation versus appreciation. This debate doesn't only come when it like come up or arise when it's like black and white. Let me just say white and every other race. On the contrary, actually, me, I'm a Nigerian girl from Ogun State, so I'm a Yoruba girl, but I was born and raised in Kaduna in the north. It's part of who I am. I'm not going to go into it. But at the end of the day, for me, for example, I don't know, I feel like what I'm about to say carries a lot of hate or negativity, but I'm just going to say it. Now, I grew up being bullied in my primary school for being Yoruba, and I wasn't the only one. It was a thing of Hausa girls versus every other race. These little devil children used to look at every other like race, seems to be race, every other tribe and every other like religion as separate and different and Jewish. That's just how it is. If you don't agree, then you probably didn't experience this, but you can ask anybody from who lived in the north who is not Hausa or like northern, and maybe a Christian. So this is how primary school was, and that was just how it is. It was the same thing for my junior sisters as well, and not just me, but like I've had this conversation with other people. I have this Igala friend and this Ibera friend that I had a conversation with, and they had the same experience. Safe to say, growing up, it was better for you to just be with the remaining people, like the minorities, and just be friends, because if you're with the Hausa girls, you're going to be trashed. Now, growing up, I find it very interesting and very like ridiculous that these same girls would wear ashoki for their wedding ceremonies, and like the whole concept of ashobi, that everybody said ashobi. I'm not going to lie, sometimes I find it like eye rolling worthy, because it's like you know, because it's a thing of like, also you want to pick when you like a culture, you want to sub these people, you find them generally like beneath you, but you want to pick parts of the culture and have a fun with it. So that part, like, that's where I find it totally cultural appropriation, not appreciation. That's for context. So unless it's like scenarios like that, I personally just feel like it's a topic that you have to go to like intention of, and not just like, because the thing is, for example, take all these models, like what's her name? All the Hailey Bieber, yeah, Hailey Bieber. What do you call the other one? Oh, I forgot her name. The Jenner, Kendall Jenner, and them people have a lot of things to say about like Muslims in general. But you can wear Hailey Bieber not recently, but a little bit in the past ago. Her and Justin was making fun of the concept of Ramadan in a Snapchat or is it live or something. And you find all these like models and stuff like that and people like that talking about Muslims and XYZ, but they can wear like hijab garments to snap picture and all of a sudden it's cool. So that when you draw those, some white people absolutely abhorring black African, black American, what have you, other races, but so quick to take something from the culture, like you want to braid your hair, you want to do all of that. And sometimes even the braid is just like, I'm sorry, but sometimes I don't find that offensive. Again, it depends on the context, you get, but I find it really like interesting. I like when you sob somebody and with the same vein want to be like them. Well, at the end of the day, I do agree that sometimes we are overly sensitive towards the whole concept. Because interestingly, in the first video that made me even talk about this, that's the white guy wearing the Spanish costume. When he asked the same, like he asked a bunch of different people, like white people, black people, Hispanic, just people of color and then some white people, if they thought his costume was offensive, and they all found it offensive. But when he asked middle-aged Spanish guys, or let me say Spanish men, if they found it offensive, almost all of them said they didn't find it offensive. So I guess, generally speaking, we're becoming a very pressed and trigger-happy bunch a bit. I don't know. Something I have to sit down and think about. But ultimately, I feel like you most of you will agree with me when I say it comes down to your intention and why you're doing something. And there's always room for change and growth, I guess. So I'm going to leave you guys on that note. Now, we didn't have a book club episode this week because we are done with book one. Next week, we have something in store for you guys. And then we're going to start with book two of The Famished Road, Ben Okri's Famished Road. And let me just say, that book is a beast of a book. I'm so surprised when I found out that there's a sequel to a seven-part book one. Like, I don't even know how to say. The Famished Road is like a seven-part book. And each book has about 13 to 14 chapters on average. So, yeah, but it's quite interesting. And you guys will be surprised how many people have reached out to me saying they also didn't finish this book. So I feel like it's a movement. And yeah, I feel like this season was very like slow a bit, and I don't know, I feel like it's not my best season yet, but let's see how I can make it more fun. I think I have some things in store, but I don't know if I should share it right now. But let's see. As the season goes, I'll see what I can do to just... I don't know if it's just me being a perfectionist creator. But yeah, I'm going to leave you guys on that note. We're running into 18 minutes. And I hope you guys have a lovely weekend. Let me know your 2 cents on this topic if you agree that appropriation versus appreciation comes down to intention. And if intention matters at all. Or if it's just for you, something off, don't do somebody else's culture. Don't use some. But is life not going to be so boring? Imagine you're just stuck. I mean, as somebody who grew up in the north, I can't imagine not eating like certain foods again. That's the beauty of life, no? That's the spice of life, being able to appreciate and, you know, learn from each other. I don't know. What do you guys think? Should intention even matter? Should it just be everybody stick to your shit? Don't do another person's culture. Don't participate. Don't be curious. Don't try to learn. Just stay where you are. Or are we open to other people learning from us? Are we open to learning from other people respectively and respectfully? If we have the right intentions, I want to know what you think. Have a nice week ahead. Until you guys hear from me, you know how we do here. Bye. Toodles.